We're doing Pirkei Avot with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. Our learning should be for the merits of Rav Saadia ben Lidisia, the Chief Justice from England, the Dayan of Bezden from England. Hashem should send him a speedy recovery. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Heve Zahir b'kriyat Shema uvitfila. Rabbi Shimon says, be careful with the reading of Shema and prayer. Uchshata mitpalel, and when you pray, Altas tfilatcha kva. Don't make your prayer as something set. El rachamim v'tachnunim lifnei hamakom. But rather it should have compassion. It should be a pleading of mercy before the omnipresent. Shenemar, as the verse says, ki chanun v'rachumu, for Hashem is merciful and giving. Erech apayim, slow to anger, v'rav chesed, and with tremendous kindness. V'nicham al ha'ra'a, and Hashem is ever willing to turn back bad things. V'al tehi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. And the final tip that Rabbi Shimon tells us is, don't be evil in yourself. What does that mean? So we're going to have to see Rabbeinu Yonah. Heve zeh b'kriyat Shema. So he warns us about a biblical mitzvah to read Shema. He says, be careful. Hazahir al kriyat Shema yoter mi batfila mipnei shezman atfila gadol v'rachav shuad arba sha'ot. Rabbeinu Yonah explains that Rabbi Shimon warned us about kriyat Shema, meaning in the version of Mishnah that Rabbeinu Yonah had, it only said Heve zeh b'kriyat Shema. There are two versions of the Mishnah. One version adds the word uvitfila. Rabbeinu Yonah had the version of the Mishnah that says only Kriyat Shema. So he says, why was Rabbi Shimon cautioning us about the reading of Shema more than prayer? Because prayer you can do till 4 hours into the day, v'zman Kriyat Shema katzar, and the reading of Shema has a much shorter time. Umchuvanim anitzach makavatikin. Ideally, one should read Shema just before the sunrise, the crack of dawn, the sun coming over the horizon. V'zeu l'shon v'zahir, ki tzich zirut gdola, and that's why he says, be careful. Because you have to be very careful. It's not simple to catch that first minute. Now, there actually is a discussion here, a big discussion among the Rishonim. What does one have to do with Neitzachama? We rule halachically that with Neitzachama you should be saying Shmona Esrei. But that's a big machloket. And here Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say that you should read Shema with Neitzachama. Okay, there are places that Rashi seems to say that way too. So the question is whether im haNeitzachama means just before or just with, just as the sun rises. We rule that just before the sun rises you should say Shema so that you finish the blessings of Shema and start Shmon Esrei just as the sun rises. Uchshata mitpalel al tas tfilatcha keva ela tachnunim lifnei hamakom baruch hu. So he doesn't have the word rachamim, just tachnunim. Don't make your prayer set, but rather you should be expressing as though you're pleading, not as though. You should be pleading before the omnipresent, blessed be he. Sheyomar atfila, one has to say the prayer, ke'ani amitchanin, like a pauper who's begging, v'shoel davar shu tzarich, and he's posing a request that he needs. Ki'tachnonim yedaberash, because when a person is impoverished, so then he speaks in a manner that indicates that he is pleading. And you shouldn't ask like someone who doesn't really need it. Because when a person doesn't really need it, then they don't beg. Then they don't speak so modestly. Then you don't feel like they're broken. There are two completely different approaches to prayer. When a person walks into davening and he feels healthy, and his relatives feel healthy, and life seems good, so then he walks into prayer, and okay, let me pay my dues. What am I supposed to do here? Okay, Ribbono Shel'Olam, here's what I'm supposed to say, here's what I'm going to say. When a person, God forbid, when a person feels like their life is on the line, when their relative's life is on the line, when a person has something that they desperately need, so then suddenly they walk into prayer, and they lift their eyes up to heaven, their hearts are a little bit broken, and their requests have a totally different tone to them. So Rabbi Shimon was advising us that our prayer should permanently be an expression of our humility, of our need. We need Hashem. V'chol ish tzarich levakesh al atzmo. A person always has to make requests on their own behalf. Ki adam in ba'aretz asher lo yechta. There's no one who could say they haven't made a mistake, they haven't transgressed. So number one, the form of expression. I find that one of the useful things in prayer is to pause in the prayer of Slach Lanu and think from the last prayer to this prayer, what have I done wrong? When I'm saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, please forgive us, what am I asking for forgiveness for? And invariably, if we stop and think, then there's what to talk about between the last prayer and this prayer. And this helps a person also do tshuva, because it incorporates within the prayer cheshbon nefesh component, a component of actual self-analysis. And that also helps us to approach prayer more respectfully, because it takes us down a notch. We stop and think, okay, what do I have to say I'm sorry for? Anytime a person says they're sorry, it's going to make them more humble. Gam lo tiye elav ha-tfila kemasui v'lo yasena kemi shepara chovo. Rabbeinu Yonah adds another point. Person should not view prayer as a burden. Sometimes a person walks into prayer, let me just punch my card. That's exactly what we should not do. And in the halacha, we actually rule like two opinions. One opinion says that the Mishnah was telling us the form of speech. Speak as though you're begging. That was the first thing that Rabbeinu Yonah quoted. The second opinion says, what attitude do I have? How do I speak about prayer? I got to stick in that mincha before I go out to the ball game. I got to catch a mairev before I go into the shiur. That's what I have to do. Or I am fortunate enough that I get to speak to my Creator before I move on with life. So we rule, the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. Both that we, our attitude to prayer in general, the way we speak about it, the way we express our attitude, and the way we express our prayer. They should both be tachanunim, an expression of us pleading before Hashem. Shneimar, as the verse says, Kel chanun v'rachum erachapayim v'ravches v'nicham ala ra'a. Ki chol adam tzrich hachamim. Every person needs mercy. V'im yisacheket lo hasha ki Hashem yitbach ma'arich hapo mochel alav. If a person feels like life is good, things are going well for them, so that's because Hashem is merciful, and Hashem is willing to forgo things, and Hashem is slow to anger. It's not because we're so great that Hashem has mercy over us. We plead that Hashem shouldn't turn back. If right now He's willing to forgo what we've done wrong, He shouldn't turn back from that decision to forgo what we've done wrong. Could be that one day we'll cross the line. We'll make a mistake. And you can't assume that you're always going to get away with it. It doesn't always work. So even if things are going good, a person has to recognize, not that I'm so great that I deserve it to go good, it's that Hashem is merciful, so I have to keep davening, asking Hashem to continue being merciful with me. The final tip Rabbi Shimon tells us is, don't be wicked by yourself. What does that mean? Shlo yeh rasha bifnei atzmo, sheino yechol lachzor b'tshuva, shenimtza ze mityayesh libo min ha-tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that the Mishnah was telling us a rule about self-perception. If a person views themselves as wicked, so then they think they're done for. One of the worst things is when a person doesn't have a positive self-image. How do I view myself? If I'm going to say that I'm terrible, I'm a horrible person, so then I also have no hope of becoming better. Part of growth is that I believe in myself. If I can believe in myself, then I can believe I will continue to grow. People think that when someone says I'm terrible, they're going in the right direction. No, they're going in the wrong direction. Number one, we have to see what's good in ourselves. If I can see what's good, if I can have a positive self-image, then I also have hope for myself. Then I can be positive about the future. And when a person thinks they're terrible, so then when they're faced with the challenge of a transgression that's luring them, so then they give in right away. A person says, I've done so much wrong, what's one more in the pack? I had a guy walk over to me, Erev Yom Kippur, and say, I want to tell you some Lashon Hara. So I said, why? So he said, you have to have what to do tshuva on, it's Yom Kippur. And for me, it makes no difference. So he was joking. But it's... That Rabbeinu Yonah says, when a person feels they're done for, then they give up on themselves. One of the reasons that people don't grow financially, the Gemara says, is because people give up on themselves. If a person thought that they could make an investment, they could buy a house, then they'd save up. What happens is a person thinks, I cannot save up, so they don't save up. The attitude, the decision a person makes, whether they themselves are positive or not, whether there is hope or isn't hope, defines our actions. How often do people try to diet? And then they falter. And then they say, forget it. And then they go and they eat their heart out. Why? Because that self-image, when I say to myself, I'm a success, but I've had failings, but I've faltered, so then I will continue succeeding. When I say to myself, I'm a failure, so then I will continue failing. Because inevitably, I don't feel like I have hope. I don't have the strength. I don't have the vision that will keep me going. The Mishnah warns us, Al tehi rasha bifnei atzmecha. If there's one great failing of our generation, it's this Mishnah. The average person today does not have enough self-worth. And that's why people drink. That's why people go for drugs. That's why people are willing to spend their last penny. If people thought positively about themselves and their future, they would behave differently. Al tehi rasha bifnei atzmecha. Rabbi Shimon warns, if a person views themselves as wicked, they will not be able to do tshuva. So there's this fine line where a person has to see what he's done wrong and nonetheless maintain his own positive self-image. And this Mishnah is so important that we're going to start here again next week, because really we have to talk about this at length. This is one of the most important points for our generation. This is probably the greatest weakness that we have today. That people do view themselves as wicked. People have such a poor self-image, they're dying for approval from other people. And people are willing to go great lengths to be accepted by society, by their friends, by Facebook. How many likes do you have on your post? That's my self-worth. And what happens if someone doesn't like what I wrote? And what happens if no one likes what I wrote? So? What happens if I show up to class and no one else shows up? So? But the question is, how do we build that? How do we build self-worth that is impenetrable without becoming disconnected from the world? You need to have both. So we're going to come back to this point, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week. Ve'al tehi rasha bifnei atzmecha.